whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
Oh, who cares?
Featuring
Wilmore's finest, Monte Hill, the pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher, Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
4.1 to go. Warriors up 3. Here we go. Cunningham throws out to Beasley. Deep 3 on the way. No good. Looney rebound. Ball game over. The Warriors escape Motor City with a win.
Oh, baby. That's kind of a sigh of relief there as the Warriors get off the schneid to get a win to open up their 4-game road trip. And you thought it was smooth sailing, right? 98-80, 5:40 left in the game. Guys are going to start icing and chilling, and nope, Detroit goes on a 24-9 run, and Malik Beasley, maybe if he pumps fake and gets a flyby, he gets a better look, but the Warriors do survive and get a win. Gets a nice, young, talented Detroit Pistons squad that is ascending in this league. Quite not ready yet to contend for a championship, but 5-1, they were undefeated in 2025, and 8-1 in the last 9, but that's a good win for the Warriors, as no Jonathan Kuminga, no Brendan Podziemski, no Gary Payton II. Andrew Wiggins back in the Bay for personal reasons, and I think it's good news. His girlfriend was pregnant, in case anybody out there wants to say something crazy about Wiggs. Girlfriend is pregnant, so let's be careful what we say today. But without all those guys, wing defenders. Moses Moody, he was a late scratch. Somehow, some way, you get a great contribution from Guy Santos and Lindy Waters III, and you survive despite Steph Curry shooting 5-21. I'll take the win. Beggars can't be choosers.
It's funny that you end with that line, because that's what I was going to start with. My grandma Diane, God rest her soul, used to say to me, Joe, beggars can't be choosers. Sometimes you just have to take the win and keep it moving. She would say that all the time. And that was a classic, we're trying to throw up all over ourselves. And it's the veteran stuff at the end of the games. It was a bad Steph Curry game, like by his metrics, okay? I think it's pretty obvious.
Right.
And it felt like he was trying to shoot himself into a rhythm, and I understand that, but it was like, Steph, there were a couple pull-up in-transition shots that I thought were really bad, given, you know, just his form on the night. But when you're Steph, like, you can get away with those, and then you had the Dennis Schroeder foul, which was, wow, I don't know what we're doing.
Maybe Steve Kerr implored him to do it.
I don't know.
Is that what they said? I didn't see anybody talk about it.
Okay.
I don't know what that foul was about.
It made no sense. And then, like, there were so many little things. And then, like, Draymond Green, like, late in the game, they're up. I think they're up 4. Maybe they're up 3 or whatever. And he's got the ball in the corner. And the shot clock is clearly winding down. They're playing hot potato. And he doesn't even look at the hoop. And he's wide open.
In
and instead,
quarter.
The defense knows he just can't wait to get rid of it. And they play the passing lanes. And then, boom, turnover out of bounds. And I'm just like, Draymond, can you just square up to the hoop? If I watch him catch the ball inside the arc one more time with his back to the basket like he's in third grade and not pivot and square up to the hoop and be a threat, my head's going to explode.
Hopefully it doesn't, because we've seen that over the last 4 or 5 years with Draymond Green. That's been, you know, one of the things that I want to be aggressive. You have to shoot it. That's why this league is evolving. When you look at the Pistons roster, if you don't have 4 to 5 guys who are offensive threats, what are you doing out there? The league is changing quickly in front of our eyes here. So 104-100, 36.5 seconds left for under 40. And Draymond's in a corner wide open. Either drive it, float it, something. But instead, you don't look at the basket, don't shoot it, and it's your homecoming. Go ahead, put the dagger into the Detroit Pistons. So he's got to get more aggressive, and that's what happens. If he doesn't hit a couple threes early, he loses a little confidence in his three-point shot. He was 3 of 9, but 0 for 3 from the three-point line. But look, man, you got some good here. You got Guy Santos, who was dusted off out of nowhere.
Wow.
And the energy that Guy Santos and Lindy Waters III provided the Warriors in that first half to open up an 18-point lead in the second quarter. Wow, didn't see that coming.
You know, Bonte, it's interesting how It just feels like the rhetoric for multiple seasons has been like, the young guys aren't doing enough. They're not far enough along. And it's like, every time I look up and a young guy's getting an extended opportunity, they're contributing and they're helping. And they're not the ones making these horrific gaffes late in games. Like, for example, we lost our minds on the help defense of Jonathan Kuminga late in the game where Andrew Wiggins got kind of blown by, you know, and there was a finish. And I saw everyone lose their mind. And I Kuminga made a bad play. Kuminga was also the reason you were in that game. I get exhausted.
It also did a shooter not leaving his shooter when you probably could have lost the shooter. Exactly. You could have left the shooter because there wouldn't have been enough time for Austin Reeves to make the pass to Gabe Vincent at the three-point line because the clock was running down so quickly here. So, yeah, agendas, scapegoats. It seems to be the theme of sports these days.
It really is.
We got to blame somebody or just credit a guy. And, you know, people still want Kuminga traded. But, again, what I'm learning is, and I'm learning quickly, social media is not real life.
Well, yeah.
Because I get to meet Warrior fans every single day at home at Chase Center. And their dialogue is completely different than the dialogue we see online.
Well, and here's the dialogue we should be having. You know, I don't think Gui Santos is some, like, impact starter, but the little things of having juice in your legs, hustling for balls, you know, scrapping on multiple occasions, because this team bombs away. Let's just call it what it is. This is a bombs away team. How many times do you watch this team shoot a three-pointer? And it's not, you're not just crashing the boards, because sometimes there are long rebounds. But put a butt on somebody. And I'm watching Gui Santos, and all he did was just hustle a little.
Hustled
a little, and the ball kept finding him. It's funny how that works. You know, you put a little energy in on crashing and diving for the ball, and good things happen. And this is why when he plays, Kevon Looney is a net positive, because he's one of the few guys that when a shot goes up, I know he's going to put a body on somebody. And I get so frustrated watching this team. Draymond physically looks something's going on with his body.
Lower back. He's been out with lower back issues.
But you could see it.
Like, the lower back, yeah.
Your point about him laboring up and down the court, I was really kind of like focused in on that. Like, I could see that now.
The lower back. And then when you're, this is why I know people want him to play the five, but this is what's going to happen if you do play him at the five. And so we do have a conundrum here with Draymond Green at the four. But on the flip side, TJD's playing some good basketball.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not saying he's a world beater out here, but another double-double for TJD, and he's holding his own. 7-9, he's going to the rim, he's flushing it, and that's what I like to see from TJD. He's making it count when he's coming off that roll or the pick and roll or the short roll. So you can't have Draymond play the small ball five. He's either going to have to stay healthy or he's going to have Benjamin. He's probably not going to play tonight in Indiana.
He's a 15-minute to 20-minute a night guy now. And I know that, like, we just have to come to that conclusion.
I don't know about that.
I don't think his body can hold up.
Yeah, I don't know about 15, 20 minutes a night. That's like role player role. Like, you need Draymond Green to play 25, 30 minutes, especially considering the money I'm paying him.
I'm going to need
to get every penny of that contract out of there. I don't believe he, not on this team, a 15 to 20 minute player on this team. I think you need Draymond Green a little more, especially because one of your best lineups, especially because you're not going to play him at the five for the majority of minutes. But when you have JK, Wiggins, Steph, Schroeder and Draymond, that is your best five-man lineup on this basketball team. That is your best five-man lineup on this basketball team. Is it not?
I mean, I guess it is, but I'm just saying to you, like, until this team realizes that Draymond Green has to be a role player and not a premium frontline player, they're going nowhere.
Well, on this team, he can't be a role player.
Well, they're
this
going
team's
nowhere.
Not good enough.
Yeah, well, they're
this
going
team's
nowhere.
Not talented enough like, they're going to have nowhere. Draymond Green as a role player. So Draymond Green doing what he does, communicating on defense and handling the ball, you can't afford to play Draymond just 15, 20 minutes a night.
I think that's what he needs to be relegated to.
Not on this team.
He's a specialist.
Maybe next year. Maybe next year, not this year.
I don't think he's going to make it through the whole season. I look at it and like you were
well,
talking
that's
about.
Well, that's another question. If he think
I think
he's not going to make
my
it,
minute allocation.
Then what are you doing?
Because you're starting Kuminga and you're moving forward and you're trying to get into the modern NBA because it's
so you might as well just move Draymond in.
What?
Basically, you should just move
I've
Draymond
been wanting
in.
To move this guy for right. multiple years.
Well, there you go.
But, you know, the TJD thing's an interesting one that you referenced. Him and Dennis Schroeder have a nice little rapport on that pick and roll.
They're not bad.
You know, that's one element of, you know, Schroeder's been frustrating for a variety of people and myself included. But he has, like, I feel like him and TJD on that little, like, high roll where he kind of throws that little lob up and over. Time and time again, TJD finds himself with the ball in the middle of the court, or in the middle of the key, and he's just like, oh, I'll just go up with it.
Let's go to Oscar in Stockton. Oscar, what's happening?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Oscar?
Man. My thing is that we know Draymond is going to be Draymond. One thing about Fonte, I give you props. Draymond disrespected you on TV, but you still give, you still understand and give good commentations. We can't turn around and talk about Draymond Green every time after a win. Chastity, you just don't like him, period.
He, talking about a postgame, one second. I don't like him. I'm sick of him. I think he's been a dark cloud over this organization for multiple years. And he admitted that. And then in the postgame yesterday, he said it. His brooding attitude has to be better. Like, he acknowledged it. All right? So, yeah. No, I put my line in the sand. Like, to me, I think you're blind to the Draymond Green stuff.
I'm never blind. That's the problem. You are blind. Because the simple fact is you want to keep on criticizing him for everything after a win.
He ran off KD, ran off Jordan Poole, ran off everyone.
Why are we talking about this today? They just beat the Pistons. We know that. We can talk about that too. We're blue in the face. Go ahead, Oscar.
We just won the game, and here we go with the Draymond Green. What about G. Santos, Lenny Waters? You know, Steph Curry had a bad game yesterday.
Horrible.
Here we are putting everything on Draymond. And like you said, a role player on this team? Man, are you kidding me? Go talk to Joe Lacob then. That's the one who you go talk to. Because Joe Lacob signed for all that money and kept him on the team and got rid of Clay. That's who you should be going after. But I'm going to tell you right now, you climb up a big hill because I know a gang of people, a lot of people in the town that love Draymond Green. Yeah, he got antics, so what? He's won 4 championships for us. He's almost through. That's the bottom line. But we got other players on our team that did positive things, and here we are talking about Draymond like we lost a game yesterday. Come on, man.
He sat at his locker and was discussing how his attitude and his energy has been a negative and how he needs to be better. So that's why I think it is poignant.
Draymond ain't going to train. Is Draymond going to change? No, he's not going to change. Come on, man. Come on. He's not going to change.
Let's go to Chris in San Jose. Chris, what's happening?
Oscar. Maybe I'm lucky. I keep calling right after you. And, man, take a mic, all brother. You got to chill out. You're calling Shasky emotional? You're yelling at the guy. You're not letting him get a word in edgewise. I mean, that's the classic. No, you're mad. No. Well, I'm rubber, you're glue. Whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you. It's foolish, brother. Shasky has a point. For us, he's playing 30 minutes a night. On a true contender, this guy is not going to be playing 30, 35 minutes a night unless you got two Stephs, you know, a KD. You got multiple shooters out there. I'm watching Draymond. I agree with you, Shasky. We talked about it multiple times. He is laboring. He has been falling off physically, mentally for multiple years. The product is diminishing. You know, I'm looking at a guy. You want to know the reason why he doesn't look to shoot? There was a point early in the game. He's standing 6 feet behind the during the game. He's standing 6 feet behind the three-point line, top of the arc, touches it, hot potato, comes right back, hot potato. Then, as they close out on the shooters on the wing, he has a wide open lane to the basket. Boom, puts it on the floor, gets past his guy, goes to the basket, has a right-handed layup, wide open. A defender comes from the other side of the basket, help side, and just sends his stuff packing. So the guy, even when he's wide open, has trouble making shots, period. So, you know, again, we talked about it. I'm watching a guy, Steph Curry's always ran. He's always ran multiple miles throughout the game. But you can't sit here and look at a guy like Draymond and act like he is making things, quote-unquote, easier for a guy like Steph. Because, again, he's 6 to 10 feet behind the three-point line sometimes. They're shrugging off him. They know he's not going to do anything. And the point I just made, even when you're open, they know they can close out and get to you and make the shot difficult, even when it should be wide open. So, again, Oscar, love the passion, I guess. Like, you're a diehard Warrior fan, it seems like, but you are blinded
Hold on, Chris. Hold on. I'm going to defend Oscar a little bit here. He's just trying to make the point that we just won a damn basketball game. We won a damn basketball game. We all need to win. And it's quickly flipped to Draymond Green, how he doesn't need to be on this team. It's the last thing I'm thinking about this morning. I'll be honest with you. We got the NFL playoffs tomorrow. Chris, I got a great game I watched last night with Penn State and Notre Dame. Warriors won a game. We had a good post-game show. Last thing I'm thinking about is, oh, let's go play Draymond 20 minutes a night. They on this team, he's got to play 30 minutes a night. You got to ride with them, at least for this year, until you figure out what the hell you're going to do for the future. And that's something don't leave you to Joe Lincoln. I think that's all Oscar was saying. Let's just enjoy a win, for crying out loud.
For sure. No, I hear you, Bonta. I mean, listen, we got who we got, right? So he's got who we play.
Got. I think we got who we got.
Yeah, no, I hear you. But it's like on a true contender, him out there, 30, right. 35 minutes, you know, I'm watching. It's just difficult. It's just hard for me to imagine this team being anything more than a middling, you know, 6-10 seed. All right, get in the dance.
That's,
and then,
that's
hey,
what
you
they are.
Do another
plan. That's what they are. That's what they are. That's what they are. That's, I don't know. Did anybody coming into the season believe that they were a true contender? Did anybody come? So we didn't think that. So I don't know where this contender talk or championship talk, maybe the 12-3 start gassed everybody up. Maybe it had everybody feeling, Lal Murray's power rankings had us all feeling good around these parts.
Well, I also think Steph Curry's body language the other night was like a big thing, you know.
I think it was huge.
I think it hit a lot of people.
It did.
I think the realization that like we should just enjoy as many Steph performances as we can for the time being is kind of the setting that we need to have moving forward.
But you're stuck right now because there is some positives here. I'm gonna lay it on positive. I don't know how I became this guy, but here it is. You still have a lot of assets. You still have your draft picks. You still have financial flexibility to make moves, whether it's before the trade deadline, February 6th, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's next week, or whether it's the summertime. You still have assets as an organization. You're not at the bottom of the league or anything like that. You still have Steph. You still have Kuminga. You have to figure that out with restricted free agency, what you're going to do with him. We'll see what happens with Andrew Wiggins in the future. But you still at least have assets to move in the summer if you want to go big game hunting. So right now we're stuck in it. They're a team that's a game over 500. It doesn't look good right now. But they are a move or two away from maybe catapulting themselves into, okay, maybe this team can get to a top six situation. Maybe this team can get into a best of seven series. Maybe this team could move closer and closer to becoming a contender by making a plethora of moves. So we'll see what happens. But I don't think it's all doom and gloom as everybody. And look, on this team, Draymond's had some good. He's had some bad. My takeaway coming out of that game last night was like, oh boy, we got to just move Draymond. Like, it is what it is with him. He's not going anywhere right now. Right now, he's not going anywhere.
No, I think the overarching theme was that the veterans, like, again, whether it's Schroeder, yeah, Curry, Draymond, no, it was another late game execution.
No
like,
doubt.
Gaffe. And then I look at their shooting guard situation and I'm like, all right, if Lindy Waters and Buddy Hield can give you anything, like just anything in terms of offensive production off the bench right now, like that's all they need. Lindy hit a couple shots. Buddy, I thought, had one of his best games in weeks.
Right.
And if they can get anything from those guys, they're going to be better off. Because like shooting right now, outside of Curry, you're not getting much.
Well, and here's the thing. Draymond played 32 minutes last night. You want to play 20 last night? You don't have Moody. You don't have Wiggins. You don't have JK. You don't have GP2. You don't have Brandon Podziemski. You're missing five of your rotation guys. Five. Somebody's got to play.
No, that individual one-off, I understand.
And all season long, do you know the Warriors have had 20 different starting lineups?
I wrote down all the different combinations.
They've had
and
all these
minutes 20 with three-guard lineups.
Exactly, 20 different. So when you have a lot of inconsistencies with guys being in and out of the lineup, Somebody's got to play. You know what? One of my high-priced players has to play.
I understand. I just think that they need a big so bad to take some of those minutes.
I agree.
They desperately need another big. I mean, well, they need a lot of things, but they desperately need another big to be able to, you know, stretch the floor, number one, and then they need another big just to, like, give them legitimate minutes.
And this was the plan when you had all the youngsters here. And I talked to a coach last week before one of the games, and Steve Kerr's mentioned this at podiums this season. Our veterans have turned the ball over. Our veterans, so Steve Kerr's acknowledged it. talking to people before the game, they've acknowledged it. Our veterans have to do a better job of taking care of the basketball. So that's what it is. But the Warriors do get a win. Believe it or not, Warriors do get a win. I know our tone's a little different, but the Warriors do get a win by three. They survived a tough Pistons teams last night. They'll play Indiana tonight. We'll see who's in the lineup. We'll see who's out of the lineup. By the way, Eric Lane declining an interview with the New England Patriots. Very, very interesting there. Shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by Golden State. Serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. Tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff, as this segment was sponsored by Chilled Autobody.
Throw Gui Sanchez in there. Let's throw Gui Santos.
It's Gui Santos. Dub Nation, it's Gui Santos here. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonta Hill and Joe Sasky on 957 The Game.
I love Gui Santos. He's a free spirit from Brazil. I'm not going to give a king's tell, but I'm going to, you know, kind of name drop some things here. We did this commercial with Waymo. Gui Santos was driving through Golden Gate Park, and I was like, Gui.
So you're in the Waymo today.
I'm in the Waymo. Okay. I'm in the Waymo with him. And we're in Golden Gate Park, and I'm like, Gui, I want you to look to your right. And there was the Buffaloes out there.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, oh, my gosh, can we stop the car? He got out the car. He was like, oh, I've never seen this before. He was like, his eyes lit up. He was like a kid in a candy store, man. He's such a good guy. He's such a good dude. He's been back and forth oscillating between Santa Cruz and the Golden State Warriors. So to see him get a shot to play, which, again, my focus was after the game, you got a damn win without J.K. Wiggins, GP2, Pods, Moody. Yeah, I didn't think they were going to win the game. I was like, the Warriors are favored by 2.5? What does Vegas know that I don't know? I would have put the entire 401k on the Pistons.
And Steph home. Played bad.
And Steph was 5-for-21, but a guy named Gui Santos came to life, going 3-for-3 in the first half on threes, 4-of-6 overall, tied his career high with 13 points, 5 rebounds, 2 steals, 3 assists. How about Gui Santos, baby? Gui Santos, everybody.
Let's throw Gui Sanchez in there.
Gui Sanchez, let's go.
You know, so I was watching some of these advanced numbers, and someone did a breakdown of all of the different combinations that the Warriors have had to play. Yeah. And it's because of the roster they've built and then the injuries. Because I think the injuries are a big part of the, like, great point yesterday, like, I thought Moses Moody would be able to play. And then all of a sudden, Moses Moody's not even in the game. Pajemski, it feels like he's been out for a long time. Mm-hmm. So you're forced to play combinations that I'm sure heading into the season they didn't think they were going to have to play. But they have a really good offensive rating when they go with the three-guard lineup.
They do.
They have a horrific, and when I mean horrific, I'm saying it is a 152 defensive rating when they have the three-guard lineup out there. Now, they have a 126 offensive rating. You'd want that defensive rating under 100 if you could. That would be elite.
That's on the season, correct?
What?
That's on the season, correct?
Yeah, on the season.
And it's a little skewed because Schroeder's only been here for 12 games.
No doubt.
GP2's been in and out of the lineup.
And do you really view him as a guard?
Yeah,
he kind of plays in a dunker. But the point still stands is that they're forced to play combinations that in this current league that you're in, or you're just at a mismatch. You're at an athletic mismatch. You're at a size mismatch. And that's what made Gui Santos' game yesterday so impressive. He's knocking down shots. Now, I don't know if he's a 5-of-6?
4-of-6.
4-of-6. That's aggressive, you know, but I mean, it's a great game. But it's the hustle plays. It's his size and his length. He gets in front of guys. He takes a couple charges or tries to take a couple charges. And he boxes it out. He's putting body on people, diving and jumping into passing lanes. It just seems like there's not enough of that on this team over this last stretch where they've had a lot of losing. And so that's why it was just the Gui game.
The Gui game. Buddy was good. The Warriors are 9-0 when Buddy scores at least 18 points. Maybe that's the magic number. Get Buddy to 18 points and win a basketball game. But he was 7-of-15, and I like his aggressiveness as he tries to bust out of his slump here. He shot 30.5% since December 1st. I mean, this has not been good for Buddy. So to see him get the ball in the basket, go 5-of-11 for the 3-point line, that was a welcome sight. That was a welcome sight. They're going to need Buddy Hill because this team right now, when you're playing all these different lineup combinations, and you have 20 different starting lineups, which leads the league, I believe the Warriors, and I think Mike Dunleavy knows this, and they're working on this, they need more two-way players.
Yes.
And two-way players,
desperately.
Like, I'm kind of moving away from the whole term two-way players. just basketball players. You can play offense and defense.
But this team's had so many specialists.
I put exactly.
that in air quotes, like, Buddy's all offense.
Right.
GP2's all defense. You know what I mean? Like, so they've just been stuck in that one. And I also think we were blinded by, you know, when you have Klay Thompson, who's just, mm-hmm. I mean, was one of the greatest players to play the position. Like, you know, and he was at his height, it's... You think every player should be that good. And even a guy like Andre Iguodala, who wasn't necessarily the shooter, like, he was such a brilliant offensive passer and dribbler and setting up of the other, and would hit timely shots.
Right.
I mean, that's not what he hangs his hat on, but he would hit timely shots, and he was an unbelievable defender. You know, you get blinded. Sean Livingston, you know, you had him for so long. He's a very good basketball player on both ends of the floor, and I think it's really hard to find those guys.
Let's go to Daniel in the city. Daniel, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing, boss?
What's up, Daniel?
So, just to, I don't know, break it down. Like, everybody's, you guys won a game last night. I mean, it's one out of, like, you know. But that's not the point. The point is, how do you say it? Draymond Green has been, when, okay. A question. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
All right. So when you think about Draymond Green, what do you think about? Positive, negative?
Podcasts.
Positive or negative? I don't think negative. I don't think positive. I think Draymond Green, and you know what you're going to get from him. You know exactly what you're going to get from him.
But,
that's what I think.
But which is
enforcer,
what?
Barking, sometimes barking too much. A guy's going to push the edge. A guy's going to cross that fine line, which is going to drive us all crazy. A guy who at times will take the three, and at times will not take the three, and will drive you crazy.
If it was a Facebook status, agreed. It would be complicated.
Agreed. But at the same time, that's what. Why do they? They should have cut Clay and let Draymond go years ago. I mean, when you win championships, it wasn't because of Draymond.
Oh,
it was because of Steph. It was because of Kevin Durant. It was because of the only thing that wasn't there was Draymond.
Listen, you needed Draymond. You needed Clay. You needed all these guys. They all worked together, fit like a puzzle. Now, in terms of keeping Clay. I'm not even going to get into that this morning. Let's go to Oreo Cookie in Oakland. Oreo Cookie, what's happening?
Hey, what up? Happy Friday, fellas.
What's up, Oreo?
Hey, man, we did just win last night, right? I mean, a win is a win. I'm trying to find all the positives, man. Dark cloud,
hey, listen,
man.
Oreo Cookie, man, I don't. They got a win. Had a fun post game show. I'm feeling good. Finally got a damn victory. It was ugly at the end.
Yeah.
Whatever. You got to win. I feel good going into the weekend. We got great football on deck. Gonna have a couple days off from the Warriors after tonight. I am in a positive mood.
Yeah.
But if you guys want to bash Draymond, I'm you know, it is what it is. It's your show.
Yeah. So I'm gonna leave Draymond out of it, man. I didn't want to bash on him, but everybody's doing
that. No, go ahead. No. Oreo Cookie, I want you to say it with your chest. Stand on what you're gonna say, and just tell us what you want to say about Draymond Green.
Well, we know Draymond, the talent isn't there anymore. It's all mouth. We look at him, and it's empty stats, empty calories. he's just like a bully. He's reminding me right now of Dylan Brooks, so, you know, doesn't do too much, but, you know, get in other people's faces. But I do want to give Trey Jackson, man, his flowers, man. He's been doing good for the past couple of weeks. I want to give Schroeder his props, man. Getting it together at the end of the game, buckets that he made, man, those were clutch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm liking what I'm seeing. We do need a big man because I see us giving up the paint too hard, too much.
I see 1 point to the paint yesterday, 46-42.
Yeah, it was, man.
Rebounded the Pistons by 9. Go figure.
It is the Pistons, yeah. But it is a good win. Let's not forget about that. A win is a win. I'll take every win that we can, man. So you guys have a good weekend.
No problem.
Draymond, step it up, buddy.
Well, hey, to say that, Draymond, You could have won the check. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, I don't.
That was a ridiculous take here. Let's go to the. I got a question going into the break. Now that we're on Draymond, I got a question. But first, let's get to the Warriors' future.
Let's focus on the Dubs' future. Warriors' Future Focus is presented by Peralta Community College District with Laney, Berkeley City, Merritt, and the College of Alameda.
We're going to focus on Guy Santos, baby! At his breakout game as a member of the Golden State Warriors, 13-5, and this is a clip of one of his four made threes.
Curry splits traffic down the lane, goes to the right wing. Santos there above the break, cashes in for three. Guy Santos, ready when called, knocks it in. He's got two threes.
Let's throw Guy Santos in there.
That gave the Warriors a 41-23 lead in the second quarter. That was Warriors' Future Focus. Just like we love the future of the Dubs, Peralta Community College District encourages you to love your future, too. Go to peralta.edu and apply today. By the way, Guy Santos' halftime interview, Fitz and Bookie let him go early. He was just... It's like, man, a guy played 15 straight minutes, man. He's trying to catch his breath.
I got a text message from a buddy, a longtime buddy, and he goes, that was a Brian Cardinal game from Guy Santos. And that's what it kind of reminded me of.
The custodian?
He did a little bit of everything. You know, like Brian Cardinal actually like could knock down a three.
You know, not that we're here
Brian
on
Cardinal.
Since that's the tone of this show today, where it's Les Bass Draymond Day for whatever reason, I got a question. Has there any... ever been a champion in this market? And I get all everything that's happened with Draymond Green, everything, the whole history, but there's been a lot of good, which we've, you know, it's kind of like Clay Thompson's conversation last year, where it just felt like everything was all bad and we forgot all the good, and now people are like, oh, Clay was a great player. How are we going to look at Draymond, or how are we going to view Draymond, how are we going to discuss Draymond Green when he's long gone from the Golden State Warriors? Like, I'm very intrigued on how people will remember Draymond Green. He's been a four-time champ, a DPOY, for a number of years. The Warriors did not have an enforcer whatsoever. We were the softest NBA team for so many years, it wasn't even funny. And he did bring that attitude to this roster, to this organization. And he's been here for a long time. But how are people going to remember him? Like, Now I'm very, very intrigued on how people will discuss Draymond Green when he's long gone. 888-957-9570. I'm very intrigued because you hear the conversation and, boy, you get a win and boom, get Draymond the hell up out of here. It's like, whoa. I want to get into that. I want to hear from you, Shask. I want to hear from the Roasters. 888-957-9570. That's all coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
It's Draymond Green. The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky is live on YouTube and Twitch right now. Time for you to like and subscribe.
All right, so this is what it's turned into. It's your show, folks. We serve you. 888-957-9570. Warriors win 107-104. They start their road trip off with a win. Tough little four-game roadie. Detroit was hot. They were undefeated in 2025. They had won five straight, 10-3 in their last 13. They had some ballers. And the Warriors, they go into the game with Andrew Wiggins back in the Bay Area. And before we even start making jokes about Andrew Wiggins, just know that his wife is pregnant. So let's just chill. So PTO is warranted. Let's just chill. If you got something to say about that. JK, obviously, was on the sideline chilling. Ankle injury. Pods, injured. GP2, injured. Moses Moody, didn't play, injured. And so you were shorthanded. And you got a big win. You got a big win. Now, the focus is turned back to Draymond Green after the win. And I get what he is. On this team, I hear you. You want to be a role player on this team? That's not going to happen on this team. On this team, you kind of need the guy. But I understand what he is right now. He's 34. There's a lot of wear and tear. He's lumbering up and down the floor, telling people about this against Sacramento and against Miami. He was struggling to get up the floor. You look at the first few possessions against Jaime Jaquez, who blew right by Draymond Green. Blew right by him. I was like, wow, that's Draymond Green. blew right by him. And so he's banged up. Steph's banged up. This is what happens in the NBA when you get old. All of a sudden, you have lingering injuries. Hell, I remember Mary Babers Green, Draymond Green's mom. She joined us before game four of the NBA Finals in the Boston series. We talked to her for like 25 minutes. And it was like, wow. It was one of my favorite interviews ever. Because she even said, I don't know what's going on with Day-Day. He's talking to the refs. I don't know what the hell is going on with him. But she also said something that I think we don't give enough credence to because of everything that's happened with Draymond Green. And I get it. Some guys don't deserve the benefit of the doubt. But she said, if y'all had any idea what his back injury was like and what he's gone through with that back. And I started thinking about Larry Johnson and guys like that. I was like, man, back injuries kill Larry Johnson's career. Grandma Ma was no longer Grandma Ma. He was relegated to being a three-point standstill shooter. And she was talking about his back injury. And I don't think that thing, I don't know how you get over a back injury. But it's obviously affecting him. And then when he's not hitting shots offensively, the turnovers. I mean, he had four turnovers yesterday. And as Steve Kerr said a couple weeks ago, the veteran's got to take better care of the basketball. Coach told me before a game, I was talking to him as a warm-up, he goes, dude, our vets have to be better at crunch time. They have to be better. So he does have to be better. But are you going to trade him right now? Are you not going to play him? And then my question to you, Shasky, before the break, to everybody out there, is how are we going to remember Draymond Green? It took T.O., Terrell Owens, a long time to come back to the Bay Area and be honored by the 49ers and be welcomed back by 49er fans because of the way it ended. We're talking about a guy who's won four championships in DPOY and been to multiple All-Star games.
I mean, you were there for the Klay Thompson return game. I don't think it was a, perfect send-off last year. Just the whole season as a whole and, the fan base or the player and his frustration with the organization.
Well, Klay didn't have the
fans
like
were
this.
Pretty unanimous in loving Klay.
But Klay's in a different ball game.
What do you mean?
Different category than Draymond Green. We're talking about a guy who's been suspended multiple times.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. He's more complicated, absolutely.
The situation with Jordan Poole.
Yeah. No, but I just think that KD. The majority of people, like, these are two separate questions to me. So, like, how are you going to remember Draymond? Fondly. He's an all-time legend. He's great. But if the question is how do the Warriors get better now and moving forward? Well, that's a different question, right? And so, yeah, like to me, that answer is, well, I think it starts with contemplating moving Draymond Green. He should not be off the table. I don't think he's an answer for getting better moving forward. Who was he? What will he represent for the team? And how are we going to look back at him fondly? He's our guy, you know? Of course, everybody's good. We're going to laugh at all the crazy shenanigans from now.
But Oscar pressed you in Stockton. He said, Shasky, you don't like him. And you said, no, I don't like him. And so
I've been sick of him for the last couple of years.
So how will you like him in the future? Will just the time away from
him? Just because you have an 8 or 9 year great run. It's like when you have a relationship with someone. Just because you guys break up doesn't mean you didn't have good times.
No, I'm just asking.
You know, like, I mean.
Because a lot of people I hear, we don't like Draymond Green. Now, it's funny because the internet will say one thing. In real life, people will say another thing. In the show, people will say different things. And I'm learning all this, and I'm like, wow, this is fascinating stuff.
No, it's pretty simple to me.
Because
do I want the Warriors to be better right now? Yes, and I think that starts with putting someone like Draymond Green in the trade machine. He should not be exempt. If they want to get better, which is a different question from like all the others, I think that they needed to make the move a couple of years ago, right? Because I also wanted to see the growth of Jonathan Kuminga.
But what I'm asking, though, if you hate him right now, how will you grow to appreciate what he did in the future? Will it just because
I can
time
hold simultaneous opinions at the same time?
No, it's
time.
Not about the opinions. I'm just okay, all right. I'm asking. Let's go to the lines. Let's go to Frisco in the city. Frisco, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Bonte and Shasky. Hey, just my thought on Draymond Green. I don't understand the hate. This man is one of the greatest defensive players the Warriors have seen. Yet the league, yeah, his age, he still can put the clamp on anybody when you need him to. He has a direct effect on Steph as well. There's how many times has Steph been guarded and Draymond Green has found him an open shot, either with a screen, pass behind his back, and it usually ends up with the step three. So, I mean, Draymond Green, he is what he is, but yet he's helped us win four championships. That's all I got to say about him.
Well, here's another question. Because we all want Steph to retire as a member of the Golden State Warriors. As a member of the Warriors. We want Steph to be here for the entirety of his career. Is there anybody out there left that wants Draymond Green to end his career with the Golden State Warriors? Is there anybody out there that would like to see Draymond Green finish as a member of the Golden State Warriors?
I think there was a time where I wanted all those guys to finish as a Golden State Warrior, but I don't think that there's going to be the give and take necessary to allow that to happen gracefully. I think that this is one of those circumstances where you might just have to, you know, take a step back to take a step forward.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah.
Gary, Daily City.
How you guys doing? Been a fan since the 60s out here. Champion and a pain in the ass. Thank you both. Yeah, I mean, that's probably hitting on the head.
It's a really
good
call.
Work his ass off. Do everything he possibly can for everybody on the team, but then the mouth. But actually, he's responsible for Durant staying here, getting here, and also leaving here. By what I mean by that game when they lost game 6, when he did what he did to LeBron, which was BS. Durant would have never came to the Warriors because he wouldn't have came to a championship team. But he also was responsible for Durant leaving the Warriors for his mouth running about Durant. So you can look at it both ways. It's almost like a split personality. I wish Coach Izzo would have got more involved. I don't know how much behind the scenes, but you can never how much these guys go through. You never heard them complain about injuries. You never heard them complain about anything. And plus these guys, you guys, like LeBron, they've all played so many extra games in their careers, more than a lot of the other players in the league. And that four-year contract was a mistake. It was a reward. If he had a two-year, you probably could move him, but not a four-year.
Yeah, yeah.
Good call, I think Gary hit the
nail on the head. That's a really good call. He's just got a complicated, but I do believe that all of the imperfections are going to be, like, the way we look at Bill Romanowski now, we're laughing and chuckling up, and he's not even, like, my guy. He didn't win, as a Niner for 15 straight years the way Draymond's won as a Warrior. But, like, your point about T.O., as time progresses, all of the sideshow stuff kind of becomes funny, and it's part of